Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast. This is episode 49 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners out there, everybody that tunes in every week. I appreciate you guys, man. I want to apologize, you know, for last week for not having a podcast. Been super busy, man. Just, you know, trying to keep up with everything. You know, I'm preparing to move in a couple months, so I'm trying to get everything geared up for that, and you know, I'm also just, you know, doing my work online. I'm trying to find different things I can do online to make money, you know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, staying focused with that right now. And yeah, I got a lot going on, but, you know, besides that, I'm back. You know, the thing I want to say is that, you know, I kind of made a post about this on Instagram. I think it was last week I made a post about it. I don't know. I have to go back and look. But basically what I was saying was that I think when you find true happiness in your life, I think it's when you can be happy for other people, even though those people that you want happiness and success for don't want the same thing for you. It was something, you know, to that effect in the post that I put up. But, you know, I just kind of wanted to, you know, elaborate on that and give more detail about that. So basically, I mean, it's self-explanatory. You know, I don't really need to explain it too much more than what I just said, but that's the truth. When you can be happy for other people and you want the best for other people, even though they don't want the same thing for you, I think that's when you're at a place of peace within yourself, and you know, you've gotten to a level where nothing really bothers you, nothing can really bring you down, nothing can stop you from being able to get to that next. And I think that's really getting to the next level. If you're not at that point yet, I think that would be the next level for you in your life. You know what I mean? Just being able to be happy for people. You want to see people do good. You want to see people be successful in life, even though they might not want the same shit for you. And that's just life, man. That's how it goes. You know, I mean, there's really not much you can do about that part because you can't convince everybody. You know, you're not going to be able to convince or convert everybody to believing in the shit that you believe in. Or even though you might want certain people to be happy for you, you know, it just might not be in their mindset to be that kind of person. So you got to move on. You got to move on from it. You know, you can't dwell on that shit. You can't worry about it. You can't let it, you know, stop your life. You know what I mean? You got to continue to move forward and be grateful for where you are in life. Because, you know, people like that, you don't want those kind of people in your life at the end of the day. You don't want those kind of people in your life, man. You want people around you that want to be successful. They want you to be successful. And they'll help you get to that point if you let them. Because a lot of people, see, the thing is that I figured out and that I've seen with a lot of people, including myself, you know, this is including myself, that, you know, you let certain people in your circle, and then later on down the road, you start to figure out, you know, you start to see certain things that aren't true about that person. Even though they said that they're this type of person, they're not really that type of person. And I've seen that time and time again. And once you figure out that these people aren't really who they say they are, like they told you in the beginning, then you need to get away from those people ASAP, man. ASAP. You know, you got to get around people that are actually doing things in their lives. And that's no knock to anybody else, because anybody can be doing anything in life, you know? Anybody can be doing anything that they want to do in life if they put their mind to it. If they put their mind to it and actually put some effort in and put some dedication in, then things would happen for them. I mean, I always talk about that. Like, I've been grinding with this online shit for a long time. It took me a long time to get my first job actually working from home. It took months, man. It's not easy to do. Nothing out there that you feel like you might want to do or you might want to engage in, it's not easy to get to. It's not easy to do. That's just a simple, you know, fact of it all. You know what I mean? It's not going to be an easy task. If you're trying to work from home, it's going to be hard as heck to try and do. If you're trying to be an athlete, if you're trying to be, you know, a musician, if you're trying to be the next big actor or actress or whatever it is, it's not going to be an easy task. It's not. You got to put a lot of time in, a lot of energy. It takes a lot, man. So at the end of the day, you got to figure out if what you're doing is right for you. I don't really know how people can tell, because, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's different. Every person is different. Everybody thinks differently. Everybody does things differently for the most part. So you just got to try things, keep trying and trying until something clicks for you, until you find something that you really want to do, you find something that you really like doing, and then it turns into a deep love for that thing that you're doing, whatever it is. So, you know, at the end of the day, y'all, get around the right people, man. I know I say it a lot. You know, I reiterate it a lot on the podcast, you know, through my Instagram, Twitter, whatever, Facebook. I talk about it a lot because it's the truth. You got to get around people that think like you and act like you and want the things that you want as far as being successful, building an empire, you know, just wanting a better life for yourself and your family. Those are the type of people that you got to be around. And once you see that a person that's around you that's actually starting to show their true colors, believe that person when they start showing those true colors and get away from them ASAP, because they will bring you down or try to. They'll try. And if you let them, they'll be able to do it. Don't let anybody bring you down, ever. You got to stay passionate. Keep your dedication up. Always be passionate about what you're doing. And just try to, you know, keep, you know, getting to the next level. That's pretty much what everybody needs to do. Everybody. So, yeah, that's the message I got for y'all today, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. You know, as I always say, please stay focused. Please stay dedicated. Keep your mind in the right place. Keep positive thoughts flowing through your mind at all times. Always stay optimistic no matter what. It doesn't matter how tough things get, how much you want to give up, or none of that shit, man. Stay focused and stay positive, and everything will work out the way it's supposed to. All right? And, oh yeah, the most important thing is, you know, to keep God first. Now, I can't, I'm not trying to convert anybody into anything. If you believe in God, that's good. You know, I can't make anybody believe, you know, what I believe in. But if you believe in God, then you already know to keep God first. So keep God first. and everything else will fall into place. All right? I love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace and love. One.